Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
The Polished Woman.
And now your host, the award-winning Jessica R. Bunavage. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Max. So that was sexy. Oh, my gosh. How are you? Happy belated Mother's Day to Mama G.
And happy Mother's Day to you and all the phenomenal women who are mothers.
I know. But it was like quiet for me. So it was so good. Quiet and simple.
You know, I think sometimes for you, that's what you need. You know, yes. It's quiet and simple. And for a lot of moms, it's been a really, you know, whirlwind of a year where I think moms will appreciate being quiet and simple.
I know. Wait, let's talk about, this is our last series of our business, right? For all you moms out there, this is our last series. So it's also,
you're going into an anniversary because you started in May.
That's so true. Is it our fourth year?
We're going into our fourth year.
Oh my gosh. 4 years. I cannot believe you worked so hard for this.
And you started smart and you pursued your dream. And that's what today's topic is about, is about how to start smart and how to pursue your dreams, no matter how old you are, no matter what degree you hold or don't hold. Yeah. And that, you know, what we like to say, what God has for me, it is for me.
It is for me. So true. What do you call that? So speaking of business, my prayer this morning was so amazing. I feel like it's connected to what we're going to talk about today. So imagine this. I read this. So imagine this opportunity, amazing opportunity coming your way, right? So what I read is she's comparing it to a river. You know, when you look at the river, it's so nice. You just want to jump in and and swim, right? Because it's very, what do you call this? It's attractive. You could just want to jump in right away and go for it. But sometimes they're saying that before you jump in into the river, see first where you're going to go, you know, like where you're going to stop, where it's heading, so that while you're swimming with it, because when you jump in, you're going to swim towards it, right? With all the, you know, the rocky stuff, the waves and all. But you have to
navigate it.
You know where to go, even if it's full of rocks, you know, in front of you or waves in front of you, you can swim on it, like within it, through it, something like that. So I'm saying for moms who are thinking about a new business opportunity, should trace out all the expenses of getting started, including upfront, you know, cost, childcare, and in inventory. If moms desire is to stay at home with the kids, but this business will require her to be gone every night of the week, trace the river's path before jumping in.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. It's so nice.
Well, Jess, let's talk about the river's path because, you know, you started later in life in business. Look, you were very successful in Philippines.
Yeah.
You know, you raised your children and all that. But you came to a new country. You didn't speak the language. And you were like, you know what? I'm going to do this and I'm going to, you know, pursue a successful seed despite of negativity, you know, and you took your passion and you turned it into your purpose. And that's what it really means to how to start smart. I remember the phone calls that you and I had, you know, I was driving through Beverly Hills and you're like, I don't want to do this. I'm like, no, this is your purpose. This is your passion. What God has for you, it is for you. You have to do this. You're supposed to help women because you've been through so much. Your mother was murdered, bad relationships, you know, three children. Your husband now adopted your children. What you have been through in life is the most incredible journey, and it is the river. And you have navigated through that river because you are not built to break.
Yes, I know. And that experience is now what, you know, I'm using to help, you know, women who have been through the same experience that I had. Because I feel like this experience too is not, you know, it's not stopping, right?
No, like, well,
there's always hardship and stop. It's just, it doesn't stop. But then again, you know what? It makes us really stronger.
Of course. And also no experience is ever wasted. I mean, when I go back, listen, we're going to be doing this 4 years. When we go back through the 3 years, how we couldn't get guests, how hard was it to get guests?
People,
you know, and now with Haro and working and doing all this, we have guests, we have shows, we have topics. And not only that, look behind you, Jess. Yeah. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 awards. Because what they mean is that the way you hear people, you see people, and you validate them is the same that the industry does with you. They see that you matter. They see that you're doing your purpose. The show is making a difference, and the industry is recognizing it. And you have all those awards behind you, because sometimes we need the validation that, am I doing the right thing? Yeah. Are my dreams worth doing? Am I starting smart? And should I pursue this dream? Yesterday, you called me crying. You know, you were upset. You weren't sure if you wanted to pursue your dream.
Yeah.
And we need cheerleaders in our life that hold us accountable, that say, no, pursue your dream. You have to do this. This is who you are. This is your purpose. Today, your guest, Hillary, is going to be an amazing guest. I'm going to go back into this room. I know we're both going to start crying.
I know. What the heck, Max? What the heck? Sorry.
But, no, but it's your purpose. It's your passion. And, you know, sometimes we don't have in our house people that support us. So we need solid friends that say, girl, you know, I know you're going through shit. Get yourself together, put your big girl panties on, and take your passion and your purpose to the moon and back through the universe. I have to go back into doing this show. Jess, I know that you and Hillary have an amazing show. And really, the purpose of today's show is to inspire women to start smart, to pursue their dreams, to never stop daydreaming, and to turn their purpose and their passion into their life. Love you, girl. Have a great show.
Thank you so much. So our quote for today, the road to success is always under construction, by Lily Tomlin. It's been over a year since the pandemic began, and we're still feeling its effect, even as in, you know, some parts of the world, we try to get back to normal. This is especially important for women. According to a Fortune magazine, listen to this report from February 2021, 80% of the 1.1 people who stopped working because of the pandemic in the United States were women. Why? Because women still handle a lot of the unpaid labor at home, and they're doing more of it now. But being out of work doesn't mean being out of options or opportunities. And sometimes it takes something tragic for us to be willing to start something new, just like me. Just like me, I had to lose my father for me to realize that, oh my gosh, I have a purpose to fulfill. I want to do something that's worthwhile, that, you know, I can use the ability that God has given me. So our expert for today will explain to us how to start smart, you know,
I have to jump in. I think my mic was muted the whole time that you and I were talking, because you hear me your piece. So I just wanted to say, you know, we have to back up just for a second, that today's show with Hillary is going to be amazing, about how to start smart, pursuing your purpose, to never give up, that no experience is ever wasted. And that's what I wanted to say. So I'm sorry that now you can hear me. So I think my mic was muted before. But nonetheless, have a great show. I know that you and Hillary are going to have a great show. Inspire women and live your purpose, Jess. I love you.
Thank you. Love you. Hillary, hello. Our guest for today is an amazing and multi-talented Hillary Pereira, the best-selling author, an award-winning beverage maker, founder of Splash Cocktail Mixers, and founder of Ideas with Wings, an incubator for female founders and women in business. Hillary!
Hi! So nice to see you.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Ladies, this girl is such a busy, busy lady. She's all over. So thank you so much for coming and joining us to the show and, you know, sharing us advice on how to make your dream happen. Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so glad to be together with you this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you. Wait, first, you have so many things going on, right?
Yeah.
So amazing. What inspired you to start your own business and what inspired you to just to keep on going?
So I know we've got a lot of irons in the fire right now. I would say looking back, in the rearview mirror, kind of inspirations for, you know, publishing my book, I was really passionate about entertaining, event design, and culinary things. So bringing all of those together in a book. And then I really wanted to create a product line off of that same sort of energy vein. So I had an idea to simplify the art of making cocktails. And this splash mixers, you know, after many things was born. And I think, you know, just following your passion in the beginning is really important. But, you know, launching a consumer packaged good beverage is very different than publishing a book. So also being open, being open to learning and being very spongy and being able to kind of really dive in and learn about a new industry or a new product or service is pretty paramount to following through on your inspiration too.
Because I love this. Because, I mean, Hillary, you're like all over. Like I'm sorry. I just checked on your Instagram. You're like, you know, a lot of like Hollywood stars and stuff. Like they only trust you.
my human design, Jessica, I know you know about this.
Yeah.
My human design is manifesting generator. So it's multi-hyphenate. Yes. So you don't really just do one thing. You can, but then you'll probably get frustrated. So you're much better when you sort of are giving birth to multiple ideas and creating is like my joy. So I love to do that in multiple ways.
That's why you need me. That's why you need me. I'm the projector.
I need you. We're perfect.
Yeah.
That's a perfect
match. We need each other. Wait, so I wanted to explain to them because, okay, so now we've mentioned you know everyone. You've done a lot of things. What make you realize that, okay, I want to do this mix, you know, the mixers company. What made you, you know, what made you start there, which is not at all connected to whatever you're doing, right? Because a lot of women out there are just like, what am I going to do? It's just like me. When I moved here, I'm like, English is my second language. I can even, you know, barely speak like straight English and stuff. What am I going to do? I didn't finish college. Like I'm sure a lot of women out there who are listening right now and watching us, where do I start? How did you start, you know, finding the passion?
So I will be really honest. This hopefully is something that will shed some positive light on that frustration when you're kind of feeling stuck. Like I really have all these great ideas, but I don't feel like I'm in the right place in my life, or I don't know if I'll get the funding, or I don't know if I can figure out how to create a beverage. And I've never ordered caps from China before. Putting all that stuff aside, I recently was unpacking boxes from a move. And I found an old PowerPoint from 2010 that I had done for myself, like home doing a PowerPoint with kind of all my dreams. And on there was the book. And then on there was the product line. And on there was like this whole cocktail mixer, trays, entertaining wear. Like, I think if you can plant the seed, the steps will follow and you will meet the right people eventually. You will eventually be able to be in front of the perfect person that says, I can help you with caps. No problem. You know, it's just kind of like first maybe settling into your vision, put it on paper, really get in that joy vibration of this is what I want to be doing with my life right now. And the rest will follow. But brass tacks, how do you get started? I picked up the phone. I reached out to someone I knew who had a connection at a flavor lab. Mm-hmm. I also reached out to a developer in Boston who was going to help me set up some structure. And I just started working. I started creating flavors in my kitchen. I would make things, everything you can think of, I would figure out. I would get inspiration from farmers markets and traveling. And then I would go home, make these things in my kitchen. And then I already had the flavor lab. So, you know, you start to really look at who you know and who you think might be interested and want to be part of it.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. We have a Twitter question. Max, come in.
Hey, Hillary. So we have a Twitter question, and the Twitter question is, what if I have a great idea, but I don't have the connections? Great question.
Yeah, great question.
So here's the thing. This feels like it's bordering on imposter syndrome, which I am a huge advocate against imposter syndrome because I have it. You do not have to have an MBA, the right connections. You do not have to have millions of dollars in your bank account to have a great idea. The founder of Spanx had $5,000. She cut off the bottom of her pantyhose to look better in a pair of pants, and she created a $1 billion empire, and Spanx is a household name. So I wouldn't worry about the connections, because also today where we sit as women, we are so fortunate that we have these, you know, the highest esteem trained professors are giving their wisdom for free on YouTube.
Oh, you told me that.
You know, all over the
university.
Yes, and reach out to them. People have DM'd me. I've DM'd people. I'm not going to hear back from that. They DM me right back. Like, you'd be surprised if you know someone who did what you want to do or is in that universe. Find them online. Reach out to them. You may get a response within 48 hours.
Wow.
And you made your connection. There's your connection.
Yeah. So I also heard that Tommy Hilfiger started with a couple of $100, right? And two pairs of jeans. And now look at him. Oh,
look at him. Exactly. No, and you know what, Jessica? This is where the other thing about age, like,
yes. Oh, yeah. I want to talk about that, right? You don't have to be young. You don't have to be young when you're 30s. You could be 50s and start, right? Late in life.
I feel more and more, and again, this beautiful era that we live in where we have so much knowledge at our fingertips. You know, we can just go to our device and basically download an entire course on how to launch a product or how to start a service. You know, Julia Child, she was in her 50s before her first book was even published.
Yes, yes.
And I think I read Vera Wang was like 40 when she designed her first dress.
No way.
Yeah. So I would hate to think that age would deter people the same way that I would hate to think not having connections or wealth would deter people, because those are truly things that, you know, in again, we are in 2021. It's a new game, and that will not get you to the finish line. We can really move our own canoe that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a Vera Wang was 40, and that is a fact. Wait, Hillary, what is one thing that you wish you knew before you started your first business, and how do you think that information could help someone else? You know, it's not always perfect when you start, right?
No. Well, brand is perfect out of the gate. I would be surprised to meet someone who said theirs was.
Yes.
You know, you don't know what you don't know. So it's hard to look back and say, oh, I would have totally, you know, not done this or not. I think that one of the things I'm really clear on moving forward is, you know, when you're starting something, it's a very fragile time because you have this great idea. If maybe you have proof of concept in the market, you have interest from investors, but there's still so much chance and volatility. I mean, the pandemic happened. You can't count on these things. So I would say that what I would do differently is not repeat some of the things that happened that were probably unnecessary. You know, you just learn as you go. It's very much an evolution and a huge classroom starting a brand. Yeah. So I think not repeating mistakes is what I wouldn't do again.
you can't repeat mistakes all the time. So what advice would you give someone who's looking to turn their dream into a business, especially in regards to do things that may not already be thinking about?
Right.
You know, how can,
I would say the first thing is to make sure you're passionate about whatever it is you want to bring to the world. You know, I think sometimes people can be swayed by what's trending. So like, I'm going to go start.
I want to talk about that. How, you know, people are like, they concentrate on, wait, this is trending right now. Like with the CBD, remember? Everyone just opens a CBD product. because right. it's like so in. So continue. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's great if you have, if it happens to fall into your wheelhouse and you have the resources and it's mm-hmm. something that can just make you some great revenue. But honestly, I think that brand authenticity is the cornerstone of any great product or service. Yeah. So if you're not authentic about what you've created, then people will not resonate. And, you know, I really believe that if you're trying to start something that you're passionate about, mm-hmm. putting your unique spin on it will end up resonating. For example, the flavors for Splash, I'll use that as one example.
Okay.
You know, margarita, Bloody Mary. I mean, these are not like reinvent the wheel flavors. They're classics, but I created them, then brought them to a lab to be mirrored so that they could be scaled, right? And people resonated. We've won awards on taste. So even something that has competition can still stand apart if you're being authentic and putting your own unique spin on something.
Yeah.
So
and
don't
you know
worry.
What? Hillary, you're so right, because Jessica at like 50 started winning her awards for having a podcast. All those awards behind her were for being like in her 50s and doing something that was her passion.
I know.
Jessica, you, first of all, it must be amazing to for people to think you're 35 and you're winning awards when you're in your 50s.
Ah, no.
A little crazy.
No, trust me.
No. No, but that's true. So that's like one thing. And then obviously I would feel like I wouldn't feel right not saying this part to anyone with an idea that wants to bring it to market.
Yeah.
Please, please go for it. The world needs more ideas that come from authentic souls. But caveat, know your personal risks. Everyone has their own life and no life is more important than another. So you think about your risks. Someone else can think about theirs before getting involved. I think research and development, you know, R&D, that's obviously critical. I have probably my iCloud on my iPhone is so overloaded with photos of grocery shelves. Yeah. Someone would think I worked at a shelf in a grocery just looking at, because I wanted to see what was out there. I went into every store every day that I had access to. And there is competition. Here's the thing. Who cares? Competition, if you've put passion and your unique spin on a product, is not going to crush you. I wouldn't let competition deflate you. Create your own unique blend of what you're doing and you will succeed. So
you really did a good job, Hillary, because you know, Max, Hillary's products is the only product or mixer that you will see in LA Stadium Dodgers, right?
Oh, yes. Well, okay. So I love that you said that. So another piece of advice to entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You have to be touching your product. I went physically on multiple tastings, touch point. Yes. I went to LA Rams multiple times to meet the general managers. I went behind the bar with the bartenders. How is this product performing at LA Rams? And then I would do the same thing at the New York Yankees. You know, you need to be talking to the people that are serving your product so that they understand how to sell it, how to use it, and that they like using it because they don't have to use it. They don't have to push it.
Wow, that is just such a good advice, you guys. You really have to research and be the person, you know, if you're like, for example, with me, I'm trying this feminine wash and stuff. So you should really like be there and go to the manufacturer and try every single thing and be present, right? Yeah.
And I think that you just nailed it. I mean, I was at every co-packer physically, every flavor house. Like I physically went because if you're not meeting those people, it's very different when a founder comes, right? Than when someone they just send. They're going to take it a little more seriously. And also, you should care about every bottle that comes off the line as something that you're proud to be selling to the consumers that you're trying to reach.
That's so true. Now, another question. Oh, wait, hold on. Max is saying, if you can't be there, send someone that you trust. But of course, it's still good.
Always.
It's you.
Always.
Now, this is like for some women out there who is like, for example, they're in a corporate world or something, or they work for somebody, you know, and then all of a sudden they want to switch. What is, yeah, like switch careers. How, you know, what advice can you give them? You know, like, but you know what? I don't want to leave the corporate world because this is where I make money. You know, but there's like the passion that you really want to do, but I want to create this. What advice can you give them? Like, what do you, do they leave the corporate world and pursue the business and stuff? Like our guest, I mean, 2 years, 2 weeks ago, right, Max, our guest, Tagrid, she works in a very good, you know, she makes her money there, but her passion was really to make clothes and stuff, but she's scared, you know,
yeah.
She's scared to do it. She's scared to start. What advice can you give all of, you know, most of these women who are going through the same thing?
So eventually, hopefully, right,
yeah,
you will have to leave that job because
yes,
your baby needs so much of your attention because it's doing well. And you're, yes, you're getting that feedback and you're seeing sales and you're seeing proof of concept or whatever, if it's a service, yeah, if it's a product. I would say that it is, again, I go back to, you know, please follow your dream, but caveat, yeah, know your personal risks. If it's going to mean that you can't feed your family, if it's going to mean that you're going to lose personal goals that were very important to you, mm-hmm, really think about the timing of when you might do that. I think it's probably safest to kind of do your idea for as promote and market and build your idea for as long as you can while you have a safety net.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when that safety net goes away, then it's time to have a conversation about, as a founder, you need to have some sort of monthly income, you know, whether that comes from investors or that comes from,
yeah,
profit. You need to be able to say, if I'm 24/7 on this, I have to pay my rent. I have to live. Again, I'm a human being. No life is better than another. Like, we need to like support each other in that. And that's where women, I think, have done an amazing job with some of the groups I'm involved in supporting, understanding that women with children have so much on their plates when they get home. So
yeah,
they're working all day in a startup and getting home and they're not paid for either job, you know? So it's,
yeah,
like, that's starting to change, right? They're starting to get paid for at least, you know, their startup. So,
so do you really think that, that a dream can turn into reality, right?
Oh, I believe it with every fiber of my body. I've seen it happen in my life. I've seen, yeah, it happen in others' lives. I think that a dream, nothing excellent comes into this world alone.
Mm-hmm.
There is no just me, 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 I. It's a team effort.
Yeah.
It's people,
yes,
who invest in you. Yes. It's people,
yes,
who,
yes,
want to collaborate and give you favors to help you do the first product run and not charge you for flavor. It's, there's a whole universe of people that help someone else's dream come true. Hopefully we can all return the favor to someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so good. I'm so glad you said that. It's not about I and me, me, me. Because everyone.
It's just, yeah, not. It's like there's no one person that can scale a brand globally and, yeah, say, I did it myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not. It doesn't happen.
And remember also, ladies, that don't say, you know, don't take no for an answer, right? Find someone who will say yes, right? I mean, right, Hillary? I'm sure not everyone agreed with you in the beginning, right? Not,
yeah. And that's yeah, the other thing, you know, other than, yeah, saying, like, we were talking about the classic flavors, it's sort of like,
yeah,
you know, you've had a margarita and you've had a Bloody Mary, but you've probably not had the same one at the different,
yes,
restaurants and bars you've gone to. So it's also saying, like, I can make a Bloody Mary that is going to taste really good and also hit these benchmarks of less than 5 grams of sugar, less than five, you know, it had to be a better for you beverage. And so there's a whole idea of collaboration,
yeah,
going into a product that checks every box, taste, authenticity, better for you. I mean, honestly, the other thing that is so important, speaking to someone who has an idea.
Yeah.
You really want to make sure, I feel from my own experience, you really want to make sure that not only, you know, the brand is unique and has a differentiating point on shelf, but that you're very flexible and nimble. So you might start with one idea, and then you may 6 months later say, this idea has evolved to this. Let's bring this to market so that we know we have more success out of the gate because other contenders are popping up. So someone who's like really stuck on doing a face moisturizer that's tinted may find out that she needs to start with the one that's SPF, and then the tinted one comes after. You know, it's just being flexible.
So start with one product and make it good, right? Instead of starting with a lot. Yeah.
Start with a core product and know that the evolution can change. You know, you may be serving cans, you may be serving kegs. Like, you don't know what's going to happen with your product ever.
That is so good to know. Okay. I know that in January, you serve as a keynote speaker at Dermalogica Skincare Global Summit, where you shared your inspiration and tips with hundreds of other female founders and women in business owners. You know, was there anything that you've learned at the summit that surprised you or that you were able to incorporate into your own business as well?
Yes, there were so many things I learned. First of all, the founder of Dermalogica, Jane Werwind, is like one of my complete idols. She started with $14,000 and turned Dermalogica into a billion-dollar global empire. But with her $14,000, the first year, they made $1 million in profit. So like she isn't that crazy? I know, it's crazy.
Okay, how is that?
She did it with her husband. She's so brilliant and just, I don't know how it is because that's very rare, right? Like you don't really, the next year, but you know, Unilever has since acquired them and it's just such a strong brand that really empowers all of the supporters of their product to be business owners. So I was speaking to spa owners, women in business, women that either rep or Dermalogica experts that do one-on-ones. And I learned from every one of them. I then had like a series of sort of incubators with the women. Mm-hmm. And every time, you know, the person who has a huge salon in Fairfield, Connecticut has different challenges than the woman who is renting a facial room at a massage studio and only has like 10 clients a week. But it's just really interesting to see how we all had to pivot in the pandemic. And Dermalogica taught me that that product supports every single person that touches it and tries to sell it and promote it. Like they are hosting trainings, they're giving them resources, they're making sure that all of the COVID health checks were easy to test. Like they're just such an amazing brand to support they're giving, it's like eye for an eye, right? They're helping us sell this product. I'm going to help support them every way I can.
That's so nice. Max, I want to be like that. I love that. I love when, you know, other companies and women are helping other women. It's just, oh, I love that so much. And it's just the same thing as the purpose of this show. So I hope I'll be able to, you know, do this product that I'm trying to do and then all of a sudden then help women, right? It's the best thing. Oh my gosh, this is so inspiring. I'm so inspired right now, Hillary. Yeah. Okay. What advice can you tell a woman who is about, you know, who's about to give up right now? Like if she's listening, I can't do it. You know, I don't know if I can, you know? Yeah. Like I'm the same thing like yesterday. I wanted to give up, but I'm like,
Well, I mean, the world needs more solutions, right? And as an entrepreneur, we know the most successful products and services are ones that solve a problem. So if you found something that you really believe can solve a problem and you feel passion and you can add your unique spin, and you've done your research and development and you've seen your competitive marketplace and they're not scaring you, and you literally have to just take the next steps of helping to figure out how to scale it, helping to figure out how to make it profitable so that you're self-funding.
Yeah.
I would say before you give up, go to some of the brass tacks resources out there, like Shelly Zalas's Female Quotient. It is so powerful. She gives every day, there's a different live webinar. Join Clubhouse. Start listening to female entrepreneurs on Clubhouse. You will learn so much. DM people, ask the questions. Don't give up. Don't throw it in too soon. I know believe me, being on an entrepreneurial journey, like anything worthwhile in life, mm-hmm. has its highs and lows. Yes. And sometimes the highs are so high, the lows are so low.
Oh gosh, but, yes.
You know, it's better, I think, to kind of muddle through than to sort of live in a vanilla job that you hate and not feel like you're following your purpose and passion.
Yes, that's so true. Oh my gosh. In your opinion, what are the top three signs that a person may not be ready to start a business? Oh, I love this. I don't want to forget this. Yeah. And what, if anything, can be done to get them ready?
Okay. So top three signs that they may not be ready and then what they can do to get ready.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So if they haven't nailed down the product DNA, the attributes,
okay.
then they're probably okay. not ready. Like you can say, oh, I'm coming up with a new air freshener. But if you're mm-hmm. not completely clear on why this air freshener is different from all the other air fresheners in the market, and why, you know, it's better for you. Maybe it's eco-friendly. Maybe you use a special new, like, bee pollen, whatever it is. Maybe it yeah. also helps you sleep at night. Try to really define those attributes so that the product is extremely sellable, but also has its unique market proposition. That's kind of basic. Another okay. reason you might not be ready is if you don't feel supported at the time. So, you know, really having those hard conversations with the people you work for or your family, like, I want to do this. And it's not a 50% job. You cannot start a company and give, you know, a few hours a month to it. It is so yeah. full on. You have to be able to dive in. You need to be on planes all the time. You need to be always talking about it. That if that's not appealing, then don't do it. Don't do it. It's not for you, right? And then to kind of like bootstrap and get ready, I would say really, number one, have a solid plan. There are
yes.
differing
yes.
opinions to this, right? Like, because things do change so much. I mean, we couldn't expect the pandemic. We can expect a lot of things in life. But without a month-to-month plan of which to run your business
yeah.
from,
yeah.
it is very difficult to really catapult. I mean, you're always shifting and changing. And also it's the biggest thing is accountability. It keeps you accountable. If you saw that for 3 months, you didn't hit a certain initiative because whatever happened, yeah. then that's something to alert you. Like, we missed a whole quarter of not doing this. Why? I think writing out a business plan, you can download templates online. You can listen to podcasts, YouTube tutorials. It's all there for you free on the mighty internet. Do a business plan, get your key attributes for your product really solid or your service. And then why don't you make some phone calls and reach out to some people who've done what you want to do in your industry? If you want to open a gym, talk to some people who've opened a gym. If you want to create a health keto protein bar, talk to people who've done something similar, because you might want to know what it's really like when you're in the trenches and the day-to-day of doing it before you jump in full on and kind of leave your old life behind, which you will.
Wow, that's amazing. That's so true, right, Max? I mean, okay, I feel like I know what I'm going to do next now. I'm so inspired to start my business.
Oh, good, Max. We can't wait to hear.
Yeah, I know. Wait, I wanted to talk about your other company, which is as a founder of Ideas with Wings.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, you help female fronted businesses. What type of businesses tend to be the best fit for incubators like yours? And are there any important considerations for business owners who may think that they're ready, you know, for this step? What is Ideas with Wings?
Right. So again, the pandemic had some silver linings for some of us, right? And for me, it was really to kind of dive back into what I was passionate about. I used to run incubators in New York City for females in business and for founders and for people just with the idea they wanted to bring it to market. And then that kind of went away when I published my book and then started Splash and all that stuff. Like, I obviously had a partner and a team that started Splash. I did not do it alone, but it's very interesting how, you know, all that time and solitude and meditative quiet atmosphere of the pandemic served. I just was like, the next thing I do right now, I mean, I do not want it to be something that I don't feel is serving people. So it's a 4-week incubator template that really helps someone who has an idea. Maybe they don't even know how to get a trademark, or they don't know how to set up a website. The simplest thing, it's just basically kind of becoming like a little machine where everyone that's part of it, can also network with each other and help each other. So it's very much women supporting women. I, of course, am happy to make intros and, you know, host rooms when I can, but, I mean, it's the last one I did. I mean, there was like everything from an amazing woman who started a fintech that just won all of these awards in Silicon Valley to, you know, one of my friends who has a crystal company and wellness center. So yeah, it's varied, but like, that's the thing. I mean, if you have, it can be a fintech, but if you want to, I don't need to know the glossary of fintech language. I don't have to know any of the sophisticated words. All I need to know is, hey, you need to get your brand out there in a more impactful way. And the more that this brand is in the stream, the more people are going to see it. And it's really just helping people get out in the stream.
That's so good. Wait, Hillary, I want to go to Nashville and see you.
Please come. We're here waiting. I'd love for you to come.
Max is like, I want to go too. I know. I'm trying. I think I'm going to go. I know. Max is like, I just want to give her a big hug. I super like her.
Wait. Oh, Max. I don't know. But Jessica, you're sitting there in like one of the most beautiful parts of Los Angeles. You live in Calabasas. And you're like, I want to come to Nashville. How about I come visit you? How about that?
I know Max was just saying, wait, she's from Nashville? Let's go to Dollywood. I said, what is that? She's like, Jess, you don't know Dollywood? I said, I want to go to Dollywood.
Wait, Jess, my dog is named Dolly after Dolly Parton.
No!
Yes. Wait, Max. When are we hanging out? I mean, this is a lot. We have a lot in common.
Oh, my God. First of all, I'm sorry. Like, I never jump in shows like this. I've been, like, sitting in the production room right now. Like, I have to jump in. I want to go to Dollywood. I want to eat turkey legs. I want to go see the Eagles.
Wait, turkey legs.
Jess, we are going to Dollywood. All right. Let me tell you, you're amazing. This show is so much fun. And I think the most important thing out of all this, too, is keeping your energy alive. Be contagious. Yes. Be contagious.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, how do you do that? How can you be contagious?
Protect your energy. Protect your energy from energy vampires. They're everywhere.
I love that. Love that. That's so true.
There's I don't always do a good job at it, believe me.
Love that. I know that's why I need Max in my life. Because he's the one. No, I don't love her. She's a vampire.
Just keep your energy is your most, like, your energy is your most sacred currency. Protect it. I mean, I am like, you know, like I talk about human design. You know that I have my crystals and my stuff and I do all the things. And it really does help me. Just like someone with a daily, like, boot camp practice for me, it's like meditation, the things that I do that help me protect it. Otherwise, it's really easy in our world to kind of like get wavy. We need
Hillary, you know what I call it? And I call it STDs, spiritually transmitted diseases.
That is a good way to describe it. That is there really good.
Hey, I love that. We should like say that. Wait, you have STD. Wait, hold on. One more. We've talked about a lot, you know, about success, right? But everyone has failures in their past. You know, what's the best lesson that you've learned from a project that didn't go exactly as you planned? You know, some sort of like the do's and don'ts of business.
Okay. Well, the do's are don't let one failure color your future. There's, again, that's we're cool. all here for our own unique purpose and path. Mm-hmm. And as we're talking about, you know, whatever your age is, whatever your experience, you don't need to have the accolades. You know, you are here. Yes. And if you have a dream, you can bring it to fruition. So don't let one experience color your past. I think also, you know, I suffered from imposter syndrome. I definitely did. And it's a really, Well, it's a real thing. It's basically when you start something new that you don't have experience in, like the beverage world, or yes. even publishing a book for the first couple of months. Like I didn't ever meet with agents and publishers and editors. And then all of a sudden it was like this really beautiful journey that unfolded for me. But at the beginning I was like, should I be here? Should I really be doing this? Like, am I worthy? You know? And I think that even the most crazy high level, you know, powerful CEOs running the world have imposter syndrome. Sometimes you just have that feeling of like, do my feet belong in this room? And I really believe that that's one thing that I refuse to let enter my world anymore. It's completely, you know, from our heads, it's completely self-fabricated. And every person, no matter what your level is in your career, what your age is, you have so much magic and brilliance and value to bring to the world.
Yeah.
That something like imposter syndrome is just like, you know, the fly at your heel. Like I would not engage in that again. I wouldn't let myself fall down a rabbit hole of like, oh, well, maybe I don't know enough about like the stuff that I said to people a year into beverage was like, oh, what's your UHT processing level? Is it above 120 or below 170? Like, what? Why are those words coming out of my mouth? But, you know, it's just like you learn and all of a sudden it's, I hate to say it, but like, it's not that hard. Once you learn, it's not that hard. You just have to really not give yourself more of a boundary. I mean, of a block, sorry, by saying, I'm not going to be able to do it. You can do it. You don't have to be anything but yourself. And you can do, I believe, what you're here to do. And you can do it really well.
Wow. I love that. Thank you. Hillary, I can't believe we're done. I feel like I need to talk to you more.
I know.
That's so good. Okay. One last, like a take home for, you know, like a wisdom, like words of wisdom for everyone before we end our show. Yeah, women's wisdom.
Well, I don't know that I hope that I can deliver some wisdom, but take this for what it's worth. Okay. I really think that in who I am in business is who I am in life. I'm not one person in this room and one person in that room. And kindness is kind of like the mantra. You know, you don't have to be a shark. Not everyone that's successful was cutthroat. You can stay kind and maybe the people that are sharks, yes, maybe in the short term, it may feel like I won, but really like when you're playing the long game of life, is winning, you know, worth hurting people? I don't know. I just think kindness is paramount for life, for personal and professional. Mm-hmm. I used to wish I was tougher. But I don't. I'm who I am. And that's how I'm not changing. That's how it's going to stay. I want to say something to you before we go. I want to thank you because your energy and spirit is so bright. And on the other side of this screen, it's like palpable. It's like the world absolutely needs more people who bring that kind of energy in a real authentic way. So I'm just going to thank you because this your energy is like coming off my screen. So thank you.
She made me cry, Mac.
No, why? It's so beautiful.
You know why, Hillary? I know we have to wrap, but Jess cried. Because yesterday, Jess was on the verge of giving up.
What?
She's of not doing the show anymore, of giving up. And I said, what God has for you, it is for you. This is your purpose and you can't give up. And Hillary, you're just confirming that this is Jess's purpose. I have chills from it. I love you, Hillary.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Jess, I'm sad that you, well, listen, honor what you feel, but like tomorrow's a new day. Drop that thing. Drop that imposter syndrome.
I know. Thank you. Oh my gosh, Shana. Thank you so much. I love you. I'm going to visit you. How can we find you? How can they find you?
Well, I'm not that. I'm on Instagram, so yes. @HillPereira. Okay. And if you're on Clubhouse, follow me on Clubhouse because I'm running a few rooms for female entrepreneurs on Clubhouse. So that'll be fun. Wait,
I want to do that. I'm on Clubhouse, but I have to be more, you know, present there, active.
I know. It's a lot. Yeah.
Hold on. Just say, we should remember that God's power works through our gifts. So there is no reason to shy away from your opportunities and not give it a try to use them, even if it's daunting. You know, your passion and your purpose can be what can propel you forward professionally. And Hillary is a great example of that. Both her book and Splash Mixers can be found on Amazon, right?
Yes.
Faith you to make your next step the first step towards building your own business and brand. Hillary, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. It was so fun. I really loved being with you guys today. Thank you.
I know. Thank you. I'll call you Hillary. Okay. Love you. And don't forget, guys, ladies, to give love to the next person that you... Oh, wait. Don't...
We're still here. Bye. Yeah. Bye.
Through faith of the love.